DK and disgusting and shit.
Maybe I shouldn't hand us Snickers bars for this.
That can be taken as a euphemism, sir. You should hand us Snickers bar for this. This is porn radio. No. Well, this is something that you wanted to get to because we always talk about, even in the original show, before the cast changed over, I always would talk about age in the original Robcast. That was a dude named Ricky, who is literally 3 years older than I am, and I will always say he's in his 40s and shit, or even in the 70s. And now, you have a younger gentleman in the cast yourself, you know.
Right.
You're literally 3 years older than me, and I always talk about you being a 12-year-old. You're twitard.
Am I 3 years older than you?
Younger than me, sorry.
Yeah.
I'm 3 years older than you.
Don't make me seem old. You're the granddad.
Oh, nigga, I'm 25. 25, looking like I'm 39 and shit. So, I guess we're going to have an age... age-appropriate episode here.
Yeah, why not?
You know how old people try to be hip to what's hot right now and shit?
Uh-huh.
Like, you ever hear somebody try to quote, like, a rap lyric and shit? Like, remember when fucking T.I. You Don't Know Me came out? People were like, nigga, you don't know me. Like, mildly aggressive about it and shit. I'm like, yo, it's a fucking song.
It is a song.
That's Tip, baby.
The superhero, remember that?
He is a superhero.
He saves my life.
And that nigga's still going to jail. But these motherfuckers, they be doing shit that's like young nigga shit, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, remember, it was a video on World Star Hip Hop and shit with the chick, she was playing like the Dougie song about Cali Swag District.
And her father was in the background?
Getting off, yes.
Yo, that dude.
Yo, he did it better than most niggas. He's like on his clothes, he's like.
He can Dougie better than I can.
I can Dougie.
So.
He's like, one, two, watching what I do.
Props to him.
He's like, sitting back there making that oatmeal because you know old people like that oatmeal in the morning.
He was killing it. I'm not gonna lie.
Better than oatmeal. He had cream of wheat. He had cream of wheat on the stove. Like,
with the Uncle Ben, with the dude with the hat on in the box.
He had a little painter's hat on. Look like he's French and shit. Speaking of old ass men dancing, it was a video also on there because you know basketball season's coming up and you got some old ass people in there. They had a video created by the Celtics that featured Shaq, KG, Nate Robinson, Big Baby. Was that it? Was that the four?
Yeah, that was the four. We're not gonna talk about the Celtics, man. That's my team.
And they were getting it in the hard and the paint. And I'm just glad that KG's towel didn't fall off. Because if I saw a dude's balls, I was gonna punt.
Come on, they was getting off though, right?
And Shaq is Glenn Davis's father. He played with that nigga's titties at the end of that song.
And it's in the locker room full of.
Full of guys.
Right.
And with towels on.
Mm-hmm.
But I was reading Complex Magazine, and this is where the old piece comes in. They said that Shaq, Juwan Howard, and Grant Hill are either part of the Golden Years Warriors or the Olden State Warriors, because all of them are at least 37.
I can't say nothing about Grant Hill, man. Grant Hill on the Suns, he's killing shit. Come on.
Yo, he got gray hair.
But he's killing
and he got a tech for slapping a dude on his ass. They kept ass
that
slapping.
That was very homo. I'm not gonna lie. No offense to homos.
That was the pause moment of the season, the preseason. See,
on WorldStar, they played like some. It was on WorldStar. They played like some lovey-dovey music when they played in slow motion.
It was
motion.
Him and with Reggie Evans.
Yes, they played in slow motion. They went black and white and played love music to it.
Holy shit! He's playing like some Barry White in the background.
It was funny.
Oh, man. That's never good. That is.
It's hilarious, though.
Because, you know, NBA is a young man's game now. Like, you can be 28 and you're considered over the hill and shit.
McGrady is only, what, 31?
Yeah.
And they say he's done.
You know who's been around for forever, though? Who's not even 30 yet?
Who's that?
Jason Richardson.
Are you serious?
He's 29.
That's it?
Yeah. But you start thinking about it. It's like, yo, 2000, yo? I was like, I've been watching basketball for a long time. So looking at 2000, I think that's when he came in the league. He's a 9-year veteran.
Jason Richardson.
But it's funny,
he
like.
He looked like an alien, too. He like Nosferatu.
I wouldn't even know who that is.
The vampire with the bald head, black and white one.
Holy shit.
That's what Jason Richardson looked like, except black.
He got the strongest jawline I've ever seen. He got a tough guy's jawline. You know, that's that Flint, Michigan right there, though.
Flint, Michigan?
You do not fuck with Flint. Flint, what are they called? Flintstones, I think that's what they call. Pretty much everyone from Flint, Michigan is somebody you do not fuck with.
Damn.
Like, Charlie Bell, all of them niggas came from, like, the same neighborhood. And it's just something about Detroit. It's like, they came up hard. It's like, yo, you ain't gonna block my shot. I'm gonna shoot you.
Detroit is tough, man.
Mason. Derrick Mason's from Detroit.
Hey. Do you remember
Mumford, like, High School?
It was a play like last year in the Ravens,
mm-hmm.
and like it was pass interference. They call offensive on Doug Mason, and he's like, "What the fuck, ref? Are you blind?" And the referee, he didn't have any flags, so he's like, "Oh, this nigga did not just." So he had nothing, so he threw his hat off.
Oh,
like me and my brother found that so hilarious. Oh, I know this nigga did not just say I was blind.
That shit is great.
It was hilarious.
Doug Mason may be the funniest wide receiver. Like, that's somebody you want to hear mic'd up because he said, you know he's a nigga, but he tries to sound almost bougie.
He tries to sound real,
Not I want to say educated, because that's not what I want to use, but that's what most people say he tries to sound like. He educated. As if that's, so, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, looking out the window.
Get out the window.
The thing that gets me, dude, whenever you move up or you actually talk, like, I don't know. I always get told, and I don't know if they take offense to this. You speak so well, you know, fucking Colin Powell style and shit from fucking Chris Rock and shit. And it's like, you know, people tell me that, like, you speak so well. It's like, okay, cool. And then people who are haters, you speak like you're a white person. Why are you enunciating and pronunciating and denunciating?
Me personally, I would take it offensively because I'm like, I'm not supposed to speak pretty good, I guess.
But you get it offensively on both sides, though. You get it from your people and others.
That's true.
But it's done in two different ways, though. It's like, well, you're speaking too good, like you're not one of us, and you're speaking well, like you're not one of your own people. I don't know. You fuck both ways. Like, catch 22
like
verbally.
Eddie House, man. Middle finger to the haters. Eddie House, man. Just do that.
And you slap a nigga on his head, man.
He's like, oh. A nigga just slapped me in the back of the head. Attack him up, ref. Attack him.
Didn't that nigga get fined?
Who, Rafe Austin?
Somebody got fined, right?
Yeah, Rafe Austin got fined.
So he lost money.
Yeah, he lost money. Fucking up the money, man.
Speaking of fucking up money, right? This widower. I mean, widow's a male, right?
Yeah.
Well, widow's a woman. Widower is the man.
It doesn't really matter.
Well, yeah.
How?
You know, you took Spanish, right?
Yeah, I did.
Me being a Dominican.
Oh, God.
You got to know the female and the masculine versions of said words. That's what makes the difference.
All right, senora.
Hermano.
All right, senorita.
Fuck you. It was this widower, a dude. I forget where he was from. And it was another story. I saw on World Star Hip Hop. He burned through $300,000, I want to say, in 18 months.
Damn.
This was all of his pension. You know how you, like, when you get older, and you probably have already seen it. When he break down, like, how much money you're going to make and shit, and they tell you how much you're going to make through, like, a financial agency.
Right.
They break that shit down month by month. He was just hemorrhaging money towards this one source.
Wow.
And, you know, he was like, well, I was just trying to help her out. I was like, this motherfucker's trying to get his rocks off.
Really?
He was jerking it. Turns out, the person that he, it was going to be one of these scenarios. Older man, younger woman. You already
sugar
know,
daddy type.
You already know that doesn't work out.
Right.
And basically, dude, it was an online scam. It wasn't like one of those, I am an African from Africa.
Nigerian prince scam.
Yeah. It was just, I got titties, and this is somebody else's picture.
Wow.
And it's probably the guy's boobs and shit, right? And dude was admitted to the nut house by his, I want to say by his daughter. And he even went, oh, I think after he went to England to meet said person, and found out, oh, they didn't show up. So I burned money to go there.
I mean, it's better than, I would rather be in the psych ward or something than actually tell people, yeah, I blew $300,000 on somebody that's not even fucking real.
But now he's dead broke is the problem. But and he was drawing a pension because he couldn't work anymore. So he's kind of fucked. And I think, like, now they're trying to police it, but apparently the FBI said they can't even police that shit because it's not a real person.
Damn.
It's like they cleaned that shit up very well. And it's like, and the fact that I want to say it was a white woman, right? She was very white. But she was supposed to have been, like, from, not Egypt, but it was, like, one of the African countries around Egypt.
That had to be the weirdest thing. Yeah, I'm a white woman from Egypt.
Yeah, you know, I'm very white and shit. Really? They're brown, clearly.
Exactly.
And she blonde hair, too. And you know what the moral of that story is, right? Because we got morals here. The moral of the first story with the Dougie video. Mm-hmm. No grown man should ever do the Dougie. The moral of this story, old people should stay away from the interweb.
Yeah, that's a definite.
Because, I mean, you've been on there. I'm sure you've trolled the social networking sites looking for poon.
Hold on, what?
Looking for poon. Have you ever been bilked into using, you know, like losing $3,
no,
let alone $300,000?
Nope, you won't get me.
Because I'm going to use 3 gigabytes of hard drive space downloading porn, but
every guy has porn.
Some guys have hard drives of porn.
That's kind of, I mean, I'm not going to say it's extreme, but if you have a terabyte full of porn.
No man should ever have a terabyte. Unless you are making porn. Because, you know, when you're editing.
Okay, when you make it, okay, that's the difference.
But if you got, like, hard drives and terabytes and shit, clearly, sir, you just need a woman and a fleshlight.
You're going too hard. A fleshlight.
Yeah. He's not going hard in space. He's going hard in his hand and shit.
They have, like, an Avatar fleshlight?
Yeah, they got a Na'vi one that's, like, blue. It's, like, fucking Smurf blue with purple lips.
Wow.
You can enter it in. You know what it says? When you come, it says, I see you. Your tails will intertwine. And it's just kind of weird.
That's actually bad.
Let's move on to more. God. This is some science, sci-fi kind of stuff right here. I think you're going to dig. It's a website, great website called Geeko Systems. They have a list, right, of the 10 most badass old folks.
Mm-hmm.
We'll give you through 10 through 1, 1 being the highest, of course. Right. 10, Shepherd Hood from Firefly. Dude looks kind of like Mooch from fucking...
Mooch is that dude.
Jerry Bidnoff.
Jerry Bidnoff is the shit. I'm sorry.
So you got Shepherd Hood from Firefly. I didn't really know who he is in the follow Firefly. You got Minerva McGonagall from Harry Potter.
I fucking hate Harry Potter.
Vanessa Redgrave.
I hate Harry Potter.
You got Theoden from Lord of the Rings. I believe that was Viggo Mortensen's father, maybe?
Yeah, Theoden. Yeah, I remember that.
You got number 7, you got, and I made a typo on it, which is kind of funny. You got M.
M.
From James.
Oh, okay.
It would be James Bond. I wrote James Bong, so you know what I was thinking of.
weird.
Number 6, you got Granny Weatherwax from Discworld. Again, something I've never heard of. I'm not
probably
that geeky.
Video game.
Yeah. Number 5, you had Grandma Ben from Bone. I believe that was a comic.
Yeah, it is a comic.
I'm somewhat familiar with that. Number 4, this is where it gets great. This is where I know things. You got Snake Solid from Metal Gear Solid.
This is awesome.
Because he was old.
Did you even play Metal Gear?
I played Metal Gear Solid 2 on, like, the first PlayStation.
You got to play the whole thing. That's a classic series, man.
I didn't like it. I didn't like it. I wasn't into it. Dude, I played sports games and mild RPGs.
You one of them dudes that just buy a PlayStation 3 for Madden.
Fuck you.
That's it.
I buy to play.
One game.
I buy to, you know, buy those DVDs that I can afford, sir, and watch those weekly. Mm. as I speak like an elitist and shit.
Hmm.
Number 3. Again, I don't know who the fuck this is. Boomy from Avatar. Airbender Avatar, not the fucking...
Oh,
not the
okay.
Avatar. These two you should know, and I will know.
I probably will.
Number 2, Yoda. Goes without saying, right?
Good old Yoda.
Do you like the puppet Yoda or the CGI Yoda? Because the CGI Yoda kind of kicked ass.
Puppet Yoda's better, man.
Well, of course, it's original. In the original 3. But getting to see Yoda kick some ass is kind of great.
Fuck Yoda. I did just say, damn, I'm bipolar like shit.
Bipolar you are.
I said, good old Yoda. Fuck Yoda.
number one. And I think me and you had a debate about this cartoon. Mm-hmm. The old Bruce Wayne from Batman Beyond.
You know Batman Beyond is getting a comic?
Yeah, you fucking pussy.
I'm sorry.
Bruce Wayne was a crotchety bastard. No. He had those fucking Rottweilers. Why'd he hit that one line and went like straight down his face?
Man, Bruce Wayne.
Look, Terry, you're nothing but a pussy.
The toughest old motherfucker I know.
I mean, he's
Bruce Wayne, man.
He snorted Alfred's bones. Because you know he still had Alfred on the payroll, right? Years after Alfred died.
Hey.
Bones drawing a check and shit.
Dedicated, man. Dedication.
Speaking of dedication, Jimmy McMillan.
Old
Who's Jimmy McMillan? Some people may be asking. Because I don't know if everyone's been familiar with this.
They should be, because this guy is awesome.
New political party, right?
Exactly.
I mean, do you want to tell you
something? I'm going to say
it. You got it.
I represent the Rent Is Too Damn High party. That's how he says it.
Do you know what office he's running for, though?
Oh, God. Governor?
He's running for governor of Albany, New York.
Oh, my God.
I got some more notes on him. You're going to like this. As a karate expert. He will never say the name of an opponent with a child when children are poor and the rent's too damn high.
Too damn high.
This was shit that said during a debate. He was literally up there having a debate with another candidate.
Like, if I live there, that guy has my vote automatically.
I would have forged votes and shouldn't get in there. He always wears black gloves to debates.
Right.
Because he was in Vietnam.
Oh, God.
And he had like Agent Orange or some shit on his hands, so both his hands are fucked up.
Wow.
Guess what his nickname is?
What is it?
Papa Smurf.
He does look like Papa. Oh my God.
He looks like a black Hulk Hogan too.
Hulk Hogan mixed with Papa Smurf.
Yes, that's the blackest motherfucker. Like the way that his beard is so different from his skin color. You know what? He looks like a negative. Like a negative picture.
I'm just saying he looks like a negative.
He's going to be the next governor, right?
I want him to be the next governor. They need somebody like him. Come on.
He's a retired postal worker.
Oh, shit.
Just imagine, like, you niggas ain't got the mail. Mail's too damn slow.
Rent is too damn high.
Niggas is too damn crazy.
I hope he gets some vote, man.
It was so funny that the guy that was debating would have started to grill. He's like, you know what, Jimmy? The rent is too damn high. Jimmy's kind of a nigga name. No, you're not thinking about it.
Yeah.
It's like, Jimmy. It's not like Tron or anything.
Did you see his other video?
Dude, I posted like three of them joints.
No, I'm talking about the one where he was in the subway.
No.
He's talking about, yeah, all these policies is like, George Bush is like the old drawers. It's like, after you take a fresh shower, you put on the old, same dirty damn drawers. That's what George Bush is.
My God.
That's what the Republicans are.
Yo.
That dude is hilarious, man.
Speaking of Republicans, it's kind of a sidebar from my old, but I don't know if I did this with you. I think I was talking about Brian Kilmeade. He said some racist shit a while back and shit. He's on Fox News, so you know they all say racist shit.
Yeah,
but he said something about like black people want to be Swedish or something. He said that. I think he said something on the lines that Americans are genetically inferior to Swedes because they're considered pure because they're all white and because we have different races here. We're impure as Americans. As white Americans, they're impure because it's black and shit here. This week, he said some ignorant shit of, since you're a pseudo-Muslim, you're not really a Muslim. Like, I'm not really Dominican.
Right, right.
Basically, he said all Muslims are terrorists.
Damn.
I want to say Keith Olbermann, he was just like, you're just an ignorant bastard.
Why even debate that? Like, somebody who says that is
ignorant. It's not even debating. He's stating the shit as fact. He's like, you know, breaking news. All Muslims are terrorists.
How can you even generalize like that? Like, come on.
Because they're white. And he's in front of a camera. And that would be considered a conservative agenda, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I don't give a shit either way. I just don't like stupid shit.
The same shit as Bill O'Reilly on The View. Remember that shit?
When he walked off. Okay. But
I hate fucking Barbara Walters.
Barbara Wawa.
Yeah. What the fuck is that? Like, my colleague shouldn't have walked off the stage. Would you rather punch him in the fucking mouth?
How about solidarity and shit?
Exactly. Would you rather punch him in the mouth?
The thing is, y'all all entering hens, and you should just attack him for being a guy that comes on your show that's spewing ignorance.
Exactly. Like, he even said all Muslims are terrorists. The Muslims didn't attack us on September 11th. It was fucking Muslims in the building.
Yeah, and like I think that's what he was talking about. It was like, you know, 70 Muslim families that lost their people as well. And the thing is, again, you know, anyone that's, what is it? I guess that's an extremist and shit. And let's say, you know, I don't know the whole scenario. You hear different stories. But all I know is this. Those people who did what they did, they were extremists.
Right.
And whatever their policies or politics were, they were all extremists. Because
it's extremists everywhere, man.
I can disagree with a lot of shit. But it's going to take a certain thing to snap in one's head to cause one to do shit. Shit like that. Because, you know, me being a person that is very observant, you see holes in different places.
Of course.
Like, it's a place that I used to work that had a lot of people in there. And I just thought, it was like, if someone wanted to do something, they could, because these are the holes that are here.
Right.
Now, if I had an extra grind and I was an extremist, shit could have happened. But that's not in my makeup. That's not in my personality. You wouldn't say, well, all pseudo-Catholics caused this happen.
And then did you hear... I'm talking about Catholics. Did you hear the Pope? He said, or somebody close to the Pope, he said Homer Simpson and his family are Catholics.
Yeah.
That's what he said. Like,
that's
really?
That's good shit, yeah.
And then the guy who created the show, he's like, come on. Homer is like the furthest from Catholic you can even think.
And I want to say Matt Groening is a fucking atheist.
More power to him, I guess.
You know, here's the thing. Do you think that most atheists, they think from the whole religion thing from a logical perspective? That's why they can't say whether or not they know or not, because I think that's pretty much what that stands. I don't know, and I can't just be blind. I'm only going by what evidence that's there. I think that's pretty much the atheist stance.
It's nothing wrong with thinking logically.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but they think, you know, I don't think they think there's no God.
Mm-hmm. But they just can't prove it.
Exactly. So yeah. Don't even worry about it if you can't prove it. To me, that's how I think they see it. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna worry about the shit if I can't prove it.
Pretty much. I mean,
but look at it. How many people that's not even really religious that have money and rich, though? Like, think about that.
Yeah.
These people have money. Like you said, the guy Simpsons, come on, he's fucking rich.
Speaking of people having money and not going through it, I guess the expected way, it's a movement by, like, a billionaire. You're going to like this since you're in school. He was just like, yeah, don't go to school. You can make money without going to school. That's how I got my fortune. I was just like, fuck you. And he's trying to start a legitimate movement.
I mean,
you start looking at these people like fucking Zuckerman.
Yeah, that's true.
He didn't even finish his shit. But the thing is, he was going for like kind of what you're doing, I guess.
Yeah, he is. He was.
Maybe you need to make like Dick Buck.
Dick Buck.
Vag Buck or something.
I need to do something, man. I keep telling everybody I know that has a degree.
Because, I mean, by 2012, man, I don't know what to say.
I'm just saying, like...
You all be dead by the time you get your shit. Locked up.
I'm just saying, everybody with a degree, like, we all smart. Like, why not think of something, man?
But, I mean, I don't
it's
know.
It's hard as shit.
I try to put the, you know, olive branch out there and shit. I mean, I don't mind spending my money, you know, buying additional recorders and equipment and shit like that. But no one wants to do what Ron wants to. It's getting really real on Rodcast.
It's real, son. It's getting real.
Let's get back to the old people. That's what we mutually hate.
Mutual hate for old people. The elder
watch kid.
Watch out, elderly.
The elder kid that happens is me punching in the throat. Now, these are two people who, well, one person that won't become old.
Morgan Freeman.
No. Man killed by friend by driven in a hearse. Man hit by hearse has friend drives in it on way to funeral.
Are you serious?
Yes, sir. Let's see what we have here. This is in Michigan. Again, Michigan. Michigan. Told you, man. Told you about Michigan.
Tough ass Michigan.
And basically, the 22-year-old man was killed early, you know, early in the morning, one of those days. And this is Macomb County. And basically said the dude named Samuel York. It's funny because we're in Baltimore, you have York Road, so,
yeah.
You know, this guy got hit by the car and he became part of the road.
It's stupid.
It's terrible, isn't it? He got hit by a 99 Chevy Hearst. Oh, my God.
Damn.
And apparently, this is where it gets a little sad. Apparently, he said dude was suffering from depression, so he just jumped in front of the car as his 20-year-old friend was driving it.
Why would you even put that on your friend's conscience?
I can't get that depressed that I'm going to jump in front of her. Just think about that. I mean, pills, you know? gun to the face. You know, don't put it on someone else's conscience. I know we kind of de-advocated suicide last week, right. But I mean, if you're going to jump in front of a car, at least leave that to your own devices.
Yeah, do this shit yourself. Don't drag me into it.
Because, I mean, just imagine, like, let's say you jump in front of a train and shit. That ain't going, what if you don't die?
Yeah, that mean you
suck. That mean that's
you
a possible. Well, yeah. You don't kill yourself. You got to get it right this time. It was like a butterfly effect when he couldn't kill himself because he didn't have any arms and shit, trying to drown himself.
Oh, God.
He said, I can't get this right. Stupid. That was a good movie, though. I like that movie. I don't know, dude.
If you can't kill yourself, give up. Like, you think life is hard? Not give up.
This
give
is
up.
Contradictory to it again.
But come on. You can't kill yourself. You didn't succeed in killing yourself. Then stay still. Sit in the couch or something. Just fucking leave yourself alone. Watch TV. I don't know.
Like I said, think about some pills.
Does that even, like, that works? Take a bunch.
I think that's how, even though he did it by mistake, but Greg Giraldo, he died of a comic that died recently, Roast King. He took too many pills by mistake and died.
Is it by mistake, though?
Apparently, they say, like, he mixed, like, prescription medicines, though.
They say that all the time when somebody takes, like, Heath Ledger. That was by mistake that he, you know, took pills and killed himself.
But I mean,
and then, you know, Jack Nicholson said some asshole type things right after.
Well, Jack Nicholson is an asshole.
He said, I told him not to take the role of Joker. It might have been too tough for him.
Shut the fuck up,
he
Jack
said
Nicholson.
It. I mean, I'm not lying. That's
see,
Jack
if only
said.
We could find a way to have what happened to him in Chinatown happen in real life. You know, with the fucking blade in the nose and shit.
Damn.
See, me, I'm one of those people. I don't like people when they say shit like this. It's kind of ignorant. It's like, yo, your shit was in 89, motherfucker. I was 4. Ledger did his in 08.
Man,
I was
Ledger
23.
Killed that shit, though.
And he killed himself.
It's not funny, but he did.
He died with that role. Pretty much no one really can do Joker after him.
If you're going to do Joker, it must be like...
I mean, he better come out the screen and do some criminal shit in the theater.
I mean, you're going to have to do it in 3D. You're going to have to do Batman 3D or something.
Oh my God, 3D is so fucking terrible.
You're tired of 3D. Saw 3D?
Fuck all of that. Spider-Man, the next Spider-Man is going to be in 3D.
Are you serious? And the next Spider-Man, the villain is going to be the Lizard or something, right?
Yeah, Rhys Ifans is going to be the Lizard. Right, Lizard.
Right.
You remember Replacements?
Yeah.
The Kicker, yeah.
Yeah.
Meh. I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't know how I feel about the whole going back.
Going back to high school.
Yeah, that, come on.
Because I'm sorry, Andrew Garfield just looks douchey to me.
But he does look...
Depends, dude, because... Spider-Man was drawn so many different ways.
Yeah, he was.
Because Tobey Maguire looked like him in the first one.
See, I can buy Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man.
The fact that he was just old as shit, because Tobey Maguire's 35 now.
Yeah, you can't play Spider-Man anymore.
Nah, let's see, he's 35 now, right? Born at 75. So let's see, when the first Spider-Man come out? What, like 01, 02?
Yeah, 01 or 02.
That means he was, what, 27?
Yeah.
When the first one came out, and he's playing, like, literally leaving high school. So literally he's playing 10 years younger than he is.
We already touched on this before, but Kirsten Dunst's Mary Jane was a terrible choice.
She had the worst teeth I've ever seen. But you know what? As far as her character in the movie, I didn't mind it too much.
No, the character wasn't bad.
I think they're fucking up with this character, though.
They get on my fucking nerves.
Because they're using Emma Stone to be Gwen Stacy.
Emma Stone?
Yeah, I think she's Mary Jane before Gwen Stacy.
Yeah, that's what... I don't... What?
Because Emma Stone is redheaded.
Right.
They're going to dye her hair blonde.
What? Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're just fucking it up.
You know what? I'm just going to see movies with The Rock in it.
Yes.
And
you know what happened, right? I think whoever's directing, I don't know who's directing this new Spider-Man, but whoever's kind of running this franchise, because I think some of the people that were involved with the first three mm-hmm. are going to be involved with this next one, they're Gilbert and Arena sending it up. They're just saying, fuck it. Because that's what Sam Raimi did on the third one, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's well, on the third one and possibly going into the fourth one, he said, I want to make my own character called the Vultress.
Oh, God.
And that's why he's like, you know what? And he just kicked the ball.
Yeah, with Spider-Man, I mean... Back to the point, but Spider-Man, not the point, but they fucked up because I like Venom.
They didn't need to be in the third one.
Exactly. If you're going to make Venom, give him his own movie.
You know what I had? This may have been a little overkill with the thief angle, but you could have went with the Sandman and Black Cat.
Yeah, I could take that.
The only way I see you doing Venom is he has to be the focal point of the movie. Or with Carnage.
But come on, Venom is the shit, though.
But they had the wrong guy to play Venom for one.
Yeah, definitely.
Because Topher Grace just was not Venom for me.
No.
I keep thinking of Eddie Brock, because that's who he was.
Yeah, Eddie Brock as the is a big burly. Jock.
I could see Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, fucking Captain America. Oh, that's Thor.
Yeah, it's Thor.
Yeah, Thor, my fault.
Thor was kind of a pussy on What's Name, by the Way, yesterday, Avengers. He was like, I'm Thor Odin's son. I was like, shut up. Just shut up.
Fucking up the series again. Thank you, Disney.
Yeah. It was still watchable, though. Yeah. Let's move on to things that I aspire to be.
You are inspired.
Yeah, I'm inspired.
Let's hear this.
It is said that everyone has a secret. What is unique about Shigeo Takoda's fib was that everything he wasn't telling his wife and daughter has been recorded on hundreds of videos.
Wow.
And that thousands of admirers knew exactly who and what he was doing and what he was trying to hide. For a long time, Mr. Takoda wasn't just the world's oldest porn star.
Are you serious?
He's perhaps his most anonymous. His family didn't know that the 76-year-old really went and what he did. He was a retired travel agent.
Hold on.
Hey, this is the tidbit you want to know.
Okay, let's hear it.
Elder porn is the fastest growing industry in Japan, which has a population that is both the oldest in the world and the second largest consumer of pornography after the United States.
Hold on.
By his count, Mr. Takoda has appeared in some 350 films with another project, Prohibited Elderly Care, Volume 45, in production.
So, is this like old on young, or like old on old?
Yes. It's a combination of both. Like, you have, like he said, it's fetishized. Like, so, you have that old man market that wants to, you know, every old man's fucking skirt chaser. You know, he said he had sex with like 20-year-olds and shit. He has a 35-year-old daughter.
Oh my god.
And then sometimes, you know, you may have an older woman there, because some people like to watch that too.
So Japan just went backwards, basically.
Old balls.
You know, they're like schoolgirls and
old balls.
Some other freaky shit. So they went backwards.
Balls.
So they're like schoolgirls and skirts. And then they say, hey, let's get to older people and saggy boobs and saggy balls.
Always saggy balls.
Dragging on the floor. Making sweat marks.
Sales of elder porn
equates
20-30% of Japan's pornography industry.
Are you serious?
Which grosses $20 billion annually. Japanese is a freaking motherfucker. They sell soiled panties, dude, in vending machines.
Let's go to Japan.
I can't do that. I don't like soiled panties.
Not soiled panties.
I've never been one. You know, you ever had one of those guys like, I need to smell those? Been one of those.
Who does that?
You've never seen that, like, depicted in films?
Okay, in films, yeah. Okay.
It has to start
with a nugget. I thought you were
talking about yourself. Like, no. No, it has to start with a nugget of truth, though. I'm just like, you know, people that do it, like, I can't get down. I can't get jiggy with that shit.
Okay, Michael Blackson.
Takoda originally got into pornography as a part-time sideline dude. He's just chilling. He's working at his travel agency. He's like, you know, I'll sit there in the back of a porn, be extra.
Who approached this guy?
This is where it gets at. Long-time fan of smut. Something he attributes to his old job and the ambiguity of dirty movies and hotel rooms. So he just sat there and, like, watched skin flicks? I mean, yellow skin flicks? Mr. Takoda said he was spotted at age 60 by a filmmaker when he was browsing adult DVDs in a Tokyo store. They said, you're going to fit right into these movies because you have a pervert's face.
Oh my god.
He said you fit to the type of movies he likes.
Are you serious? Holy shit.
Okay, in his most recent film, right, guess how much he's making per day.
What?
And I'm sure this is, I don't know which the exchange rate is, but they have on here dollars, and since they're in Japan, I'm assuming it's yen.
Right.
Said between $400 and $500 a day. That's easy going.
That's pretty damn good. A day?
Yeah. That's a lot of jizz.
It is a lot, Jizz. I need to go to Japan.
Mm. He said, like I said before, he said most of the women are in their 20s, and he said he doesn't feel bad for the for his co-stars. I was like, I would. I put them saggy ass balls in their head.
I deserve.
He admits that many of them accept the roles and for the money, of course. That's the only reason you get into porn, I guess. Some of them get into it, like sex.
Yeah.
And he said he doesn't feel bad for the sexual acts that they look like they don't enjoy. Of course they wouldn't enjoy. Just imagine that slingshot of a ball sack on your head. And do you remember those little click-clack balls you had on the stick? Yeah. That's what his testicles are.
Wow.
But soft. Not plasticky.
That's just bad. Let me ask you a question. How do you think interracial porn does in Japan?
Probably not well.
Damn. There goes my career right there.
Well, dude, they're going to put an afro on your head.
And big lips. Extra nose.
They're gonna paint your lips red, nigga.
Yeah. They might not even need the blackface.
And have you holding a watermelon.
Damn.
You know what I want to do with my old porn thing was? You know, I could, if they had like a fat guy market for porn, like, well, I could find some way to live in that porn niche of fat on thin.
Fat on thin.
I would have earbuds in. I'd be listening to like an iPod
it's
Nano.
Not Subway, Rob.
Fat on thin. It always works. Can't go wrong with that. I'm like a defensive tackle and shit. Banging like a corner from the lingerie league.
Oh my god.
That comes on Fridays, by the way. And we have a team here. We have a team in Baltimore. Yes. I think it's called like the Baltimore Dream.
You know what I feel bad about? Well, not even feel bad. What I hate, I see these females getting so much flack for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why?
Not to be confused with Flacco.
No, hell no, not Flacco. But like, yeah, blah blah. Why you gotta be a lingerie bowl and all this other stuff?
Because we don't want to see you bitches play football.
Like, stop hating. They look good.
Man. You know, I'll let you know a little secret. All women hate every other woman.
That's true.
You ever see a chick that's wearing something that you like? Damn, I can see the crack of her ass.
Yeah.
You're like, if that was my daughter or my girlfriend, I wouldn't want her to wear that, but that's fine. I'm looking at that and I'm enjoying it. And right. You'll have that one chick that's in the background. What the fuck this bitch think she is?
Like, that's tacky, God.
Mm-hmm. Just running their mouths because they all hate each other. And it doesn't have to be something like that. That's kind of towards the other end of the spectrum. Right. They could just be dressed nice. You know, something really nice. Because I found out something recently that I think fishnets, like if your chick has fat legs, wearing fishnets conceals the cellulite very well. It just makes it look like she has, you know, toned legs. So you see a chick wearing fishnets, she's probably a fat chick. Anyway, you know, I saw a chick that was wearing that in a suit. And she had on what looked like Louis, but it was too much Louis print on there. Like, that's just fake.
Damn.
But that's just me thinking that. It could have been real, because I've never seen real Louis. But one chick was just hating. I was like, I don't know who this bitch thinks she is. I'm like, damn. It's like, just the hate.
Hate so hard, though.
That hate was like, you could cut through that shit and put it on bread. That was sandwich hate.
I don't hate people like that, man.
I do, but, you know.
We know you do.
Well,
it's like good cop, bad cop.
But I don't hate people in the common sense of hate. Like, guys always hate on other guys for shit that they have.
That's true. Or, like, say, exactly. If you see an ugly guy with a banging chick, and you're like, oh my God, how the fuck did he get her?
Exactly. I never hate on the way another nigga looks. I'll joke another nigga, but I won't hate like, damn, yo, your abs are kind of killing mine, son. I'll say that in such a flippant way. Like, me and my brother will sit down and say something stupid like, yo, I like your beard, yo, let me get that.
So I can just take my beard off.
Take your beard off. It's like that new DJ Hero commercial and shit.
Oh, man, let me take it. When she took her freckles off and shook it on the other
I want to see somebody pass the STD to someone else. Like, oh, here's my ball.
That'd be a perfect parody of that commercial.
Like, this commercial's over. I got to go to the clinic.
The end of the commercial, does that even...
That disturbs the shit out of me.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm about to ask.
I was like, why is that black... I ain't peeped it the first time. I was like, that black guy got real short for some reason.
At first, I didn't notice it. I'm like, hold on. That black guy has white arms and that white guy has black hands. What is going on?
And he's one of them eating the double downs. Because it's all that chicken.
I'm like, holy shit, this commercial is fucking me up.
It's fucking me up bad. Because I was kind of zooted, too. I was on that train wreck.
Oh, my... Smoking that train.
No,
that's a completely new one.
When you get into that world, you find out some shit.
Smoking that snuffing Galapagos.
Got that snuffing from Sesame. Got that Sesame Street snuffing. It got real sesame seeds in there. And he got brown hairs. Like,
it's just stupid.
Nigga, that's called pews. Got some pews in there and they weeding shit. finish out the story real quick. He said that he usually would have sex with women in their 20s, the mid-20s, right. And occasionally would switch it up to when it was 71 years old.
Damn.
That's a lot of old pussy. But you know what? One thing I will give to Asians, and I think it's Japanese in particular, they age very well.
Do they?
Because...
Really?
Ken Watanabe?
Okay.
He doesn't look like he's as old as he is.
Might have said his name wrong.
I'm not Asian, so.
Ken Watanabe.
Watanabe, no. Wat bag of name. I got the Ken part right. And he was in a badass show when he was like an assassin. He had the little fucking like metal toothpick in his mouth and shit. That was my shit. Ah, oh, man. History. Let's see. He said that some of the plot lines he doesn't like, but he still performs. He's uncomfortable with them, but he still performs. Nobody gives a shit about plot lines. You were just there to cut. But you know what? These are Asians.
Come on. They're not watching porn for plot.
It's probably on some geisha shit, though.
It's mad racist.
No, I'm just saying. Like, it's probably like fucking, you know, like, don't sometimes they mistreat the geishas?
Oh, yeah, they do.
What if he has, like, beat a bitch and is like, you know, I'm pulling his old, unsheath this old sword.
Atomic leg drop him. With the elbow drop, Randy Savage.
When you said atomic, I always think of, like, an old move. Like, I'm gonna atomic sex you in your sex hole. One. Alright. And this is the last thing he said in here. That, you know, he said he'll probably stop when he's 80.
Really? Would you stop?
And he said that half-heartedly. And he's like, what are you gonna likely do once you stop? It's like, I don't know, I might go hiking, spend more time with my wife.
He still has a wife?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she approves of him, as long as he fucking just brings home the bacon. Dude, they can't say shit. They old school Asian. Think about that shit.
Damn.
He's 76. He's old school Asian.
Yeah, she ain't leaving him.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, she
Mm-mm. She leaves him. She got to commit harakiri. They got a 35-year-old daughter.
He's so bad.
It's like the beginning of The Last Samurai. Minus the Tom Cruise. Speaking of another old... Cruise. That's another old man. With Ken Watanabe.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. Thank you.
Don't get it wrong.
But he looked, for him to be, what, in his mid-50s, damn near 60s?
Are you serious?
That's what I'm saying. They age, some of them age well.
Okay, or maybe the dudes.
This guy's a dude.
Okay, all right.
You know what, he didn't, actually, I saw a picture of him. The only thing that he had that would say that he's old as he is, he didn't have any hair on the top of his head. Other than that, he looked like some guy that was probably in his 50s. So it was like a 20-year curve. Because they can live to be 100, man. Like, remember Ronan Warriors, the Ancient?
Yeah. Okay. Ronan Warriors.
That was obvious racism. He didn't say one word.
I didn't.
Dude, I had this great-ass cosplay that was a dude.
I saw it with the Rick.
The Wildfire.
Yeah, exactly.
I need to see someone as fucking Anubis and shit.
I want to see someone.
Quake with fear!
Man, he sounded like
Vincent Price. Yeah, hit the.
I'm mad we still know that.
That was my shit, man.
One of the was the shit.
Man. Samurai Troopers, yeah.
Yeah, Samurai
Troopers. All right, now let's get to the Torn questions.
How about we don't?
Let's get to the Tron questions. Let's
get to no Torn.
Do you want to go to the sports first and then get to the Tron?
Let's do the sports.
All right. Speaking of old men, because we're kind of still an old man, we should think about Brett Favre's balls.
Wow. That's how we start off, huh?
That's exactly how we get there. Did a carpet smash his dreams?
Didn't they say he had on Crocs?
I don't know anything about this.
No, they say he had on Crocs and he was like wide open on the bed, spread out, like masturbating. I'm like, Brett Favre, really? Like Crocs?
Damn.
Crocs, though?
I bet you they were Green Bay Crocs. That's why the problems came, man. One was Jets, one was Green Bay. No,
but they said this shit was like 2 years ago, though. Like,
it's no statute of limitations on it, though.
That's whack, though.
It is. I mean, but the thing is, no one is giving me fucking credit for this. Not saying that I should because I got it from another site, but I want to say the Bleacher Report, like 6 months ago when she first said something about this, they reported that shit early, and they kind of swept it under the rug. This was, I want to say, after last season. Swept it under the rug. Yeah, they reported this after last season. They said it was a Jets former employee, and I said something ignorant. I was like, damn, Brett's throwing his balls around again.
Damn, that shit was... I haven't heard about it. You're right. I never heard about that one.
Yeah, it was on the MTR page on the Facebook.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah, that page.
Because she's a pretty attractive looking chick. She got dark hair and whatever. I think she had like a baby doll Jets tee or some shit on in the picture. I was like, at least Brett got it right, though.
She ain't ugly, I guess.
Yeah, but the fucked up thing about it, I wonder if his wife still had cancer around that time. Because then it gets to that John Edwards kind of shit. You know what I mean?
I was just about to say that, man. I mean, but come on.
At least he didn't fuck her, though.
If you love your wife, people keep saying, like, you love your wife, you wouldn't do that. But.
Yes, you did. Yes, you would. Yes, you would.
Yeah. Like, cancer. She's not going to feel like fucking you.
Well, not even that. Even if it wasn't cancer or whatever.
I mean, the mood is going to change, period.
Relationships and marriage. That's what we're not supposed to be doing. It's like, it's something that's not supposed to happen, like pitching. Pitching is a function that your body should not be able to do. And for the pitchers that are very successful, they're abnormalities.
Right.
Relationships, you know, you start taking out these lesbians and shit. It's so many women for every man. It's like, I can't keep up. And we got two balls, so you know we should have one ball for each.
We have two balls. We should have more than one woman.
You know, I'm considering getting my dick vibricated. You know, because here's the thing. You know, you get a vibricated dick, right? You split it down the middle, like
I'm sorry.
You know those hot dogs, and you grill them, fly down.
So you wouldn't be like a snake.
Yeah, but I can put it back together and shit like that. A character open face from Savage Dragon. Too much?
Oh my God.
All right, let's move to something a little bit more serious. You know the NFL is claiming they're worried about safety.
Uh-huh.
They're worried about fucking money.
Yeah, of course.
But these the NFL hit rules. You heard, there's been some Ravens talking about this shit. That shit was funny. The shit that Ray said was funny.
I haven't even heard the Ravens.
But the shit that Suggs said was even funny. He's like, I'm still going to hit who I'm going to hit. He's like, I ain't paying any mind to it.
Why should you?
But the thing he said about Brady was funnier, though. What'd
he say?
He's like, Brady was running his mouth. He's like, don't worry about it. I'm still going to get the last laugh. This is the end of this, but I'm going to get last laugh. You can trust that.
I hope we play him in the playoffs.
Yeah, because somebody's going to hit his ass.
Did you see, like, Brady was bitching when Haloti Nada took him down all the time? He's like, kicking his feet.
He popped the shit out of him, though. But yeah. It was a legal hit.
Yeah, I mean, just still.
But they talked to him during this whole concussion. I mean, not concussion thing, the legal hit thing. And Brady kind of had a point, like, I'm still pro Brady, but he's kind of turned into a bitch-ass nigga. But he was just like, yeah, he's like, we've all been injured. And he's like, everybody has been injured, you know, it's a safety thing. He was like, you know, I've had four surgeries.
Right.
Because he had, like, three of them on that same knee, though.
The fucking person I hate that's involved in this
James Harrison? Thing,
James Harrison, yo.
I wish he would have retired.
Oh, my God. Yo, that was dirty hits, yo.
Alex Mack, yo, the center from the Browns, he was like, yeah. They only saw those two. He was hitting people like that all season. And I feel kind of sorry for him because I listened to him talk. Brandon Murray, do you ever listen to him talk, yo?
No, I never heard
of him. He's like a little dude, yeah. He's like a little kid. I felt kind of bad for him. I was like, damn, man. He's like, I didn't mean to hurt nobody. He was just like, I was just trying to play the way they taught me.
So the guy who knocked DeSean Jackson out and knocked himself out?
Dante Robinson?
Like,
that was a hell of a hit, though.
Yeah. That shit was bad.
Did you see how pissed off Mark Slayer was?
Nah, I didn't see
it. Okay. You know he used to play in the NFL.
Right.
And it was some fucked up shit how they got him out of the NFL. They wouldn't give him a pension because they said he wasn't injured enough.
Are you serious?
He had 21 surgeries, and I think you needed 24 to be considered. It's a certain status they put you in when they give you, like, an NFL pension. So he already has that axe to grind, right?
Right.
And he was like, it's funny that the NFL is talking about this and talking about safety, so on and so forth. They mentioned what happened with him. He's like, it's too bad that the NHL, the acronym NHL, is already taken because the NFL should be called the National Hypocrites League.
Damn.
And he was like, they're selling this book about big hits, but they're claiming big hits are not good. They're selling pictures of James Harrison hitting Joshua Cribbs on their website, but they're saying these hits are now legal. And right after that was said, they took those pictures down and shit. Said, oh, it was done by an independent vendor.
Come on. Fucking lying. Do you see how they do the older players, though? The players that retired?
Believe
they fucking, they don't get anything, yo.
No, they don't.
Like,
they don't. Like, even if you, like, if you got injured, like, there, and they know that you got injured literally by playing. Because, you know, the thing with Slurth, he had 23 surgeries, 21, so he was one short.
Right.
They said that 21 of those surgeries were football related. The other two had nothing to do with football.
Fucking, that's like, what's the other guy's name? Merle Hodge?
I don't like Merle Hodge, though.
Nah, I mean, a lot of people.
He's
don't like
so pro Steelers.
Yeah, hell yeah, he is.
I think that's who he used to play for.
Yeah, but still, he was like, he had that, what's that shit when you brain, like, almost Alzheimer's?
Mm-hmm.
Like, he couldn't remember he had concussions.
Yeah, concussion syndrome.
Exactly. He couldn't have, remember his wife's name, his children's name, shit like that.
He can remember that we ran the ball back in the mid-90s.
I'm like, wow. They're like, they don't even want to pay these guys anything for
it's whack. Shit. It's whack. But it's all. The thing is, it's two sides to it. They were talking about a coach that said, well, no one's begging you to line up and play football and make millions of dollars, so man up. which has some validity to it.
It's true, but that's like saying.
But then you look back at the, like you mentioned, those older players. It's like, well, I don't think that's much of an argument there. They're still making millions of dollars.
Like saying, here, Rob, I got a knife. I'm gonna stab you. Like, man up.
Like. Nigga, no.
Stand still for a minute.
Stand still and look out the window.
The window.
So bad. And the thing is, like, I'm going to admit I do like the big hits, but I'd rather not see someone get, like, knocked the fuck out. I want to say I was watching one of those games. I think it was, like, one of the Turkey Bowl kind of games that had, like, the Lions in it, and it was somebody from the Lions that got paralyzed from the waist down for life in that game. I saw that shit when I was young. I was like, you don't want to see that type of injury.
Yeah, it's that fucking Jack Tatum
type. You don't want to see someone die on the field.
Right.
But you know what they're trying to do now? They're trying to use, like, since the defensive players, since it's only, you know, fucking impacts the defensive players, you know they're complaining about running backs. It's like, well, running backs and lead with that hits. I hit Hayward made a career off of it. It's like, well, I hit Hayward died of a fucking brain tumor.
That's true. That's, oh, my God.
It's like, man, it's just, because I want to say, who was it? Brady James was like, yeah, we're playing flag football in 4 years.
It's so tit for tat. Like, I don't.
Get some fat guys in the league, yeah. Tit for tackle and shit. Sorry.
But yes, I don't know, man. Like, they just need to get a hold on it and just let James Harris.
No, the thing that fucking Suggs said was like, it's funny that Brady's talking because I don't recall anyone making rules for me. Danny made rules for him. I was like, oh shit.
That's a good rivalry.
They made two rules for him. The tuck rule. And that you can't hit below here. That's or true. Above here.
That's true, though.
But the thing I mentioned is it's all monetary because they want to have 18 games.
Right.
That shouldn't happen.
No.
I mean, since they're complaining about this, and concussions are up. I will say that.
They are.
Well, diagnosed concussions. I'm sure there's been a lot more concussions than they report back in the day. And secondly, let's say if you have someone really get injured, like, let's say, like, Peyton Manning. It was 1 year when he got, like, pulled apart two different ways and shit, and it wasn't called an illegal hit. It was just, it wasn't, like, roughing the pass. I mean, they ripped dude's helmet off in the hit. His shit was red. You know Peyton got big-ass hits. There's a lot of ripping to do. Now, somebody like that get hit and gets injured, that's going to fuck up ad revenue.
Mm-hmm. Especially Peyton Manning.
Yeah. You don't want that to happen. So it's just like, all right, we're going to focus on safety now. It's all monetary. Because I want to know what kind of ratings they had when Brady got injured and missed the entire season. I'm assuming those ratings went down. I don't recall seeing the Patriots on, what is that, WJZ? Oh, no, CBS.
Right.
On CBS, like, every week.
Well, Brady wasn't in. Who won the Super Bowl when Brady? Big Ben, right? And then they
still, yeah, won, yeah, then. Yeah.
That's still a big Super Bowl because the Cardinals still, that's the first
day. No, I'm just talking about during the season, though. Because his knee got blown on the second play of that game, I believe.
Yeah. I just don't like the Steelers or Patriots. I'm sorry.
Patriot.
I know you're a Patriots
fan. I'm a Patriots guy, but they kind of bitches.
Like, did you wear, like, the guy in my class?
I did wear a Patriots fitted the day before, though.
The day after the Patriots beat the Ravens on Monday in class, he wore a Patriots jersey.
Say, man, fuck you.
Yeah, everybody was like, man, fuck you, man.
I was rooting for my Ravens that entire game, I will say that much.
They could have won, you know? Like, I'm not even going to talk about this, but they could have won. They laid off the Patriots.
The one thing I will say, though, with Brandon Merriweather, although I feel I like him a little bit more than I did. You know, sometimes you hear somebody speak, you kind of see that as a real person there versus just somebody that tackles. There. And he said he apparently is friends with Todd Heap and shit. He's like, I didn't mean to hit him like that. I was just going for the tackle.
That did look like he frog hopped the shit out of Todd.
Yeah, he knocked the shit out of him. I was like, my brother's like, yo, that's his teeth, yo.
It did look like his teeth flew, though. Like, it was some shit in the air.
But I will say he was ineffective after that hit.
Yeah, definitely.
Because I think he set Merriweather the rest of that half.
Well, fucking, I don't know. Todd Heap is tough, though. But at the same time, he like on throwing those suicide balls. he got to jump up in the air to get him two.
Well, he got to get him back to, you know, reality and shit. Because, you know, before Flacco got there, that's all the balls that Heap was getting.
That's true.
Because Heap used to get popped.
That's why he was injured.
And it's like, yeah, he's soft. No, he's getting bad passes thrown to him.
Exactly. I mean, but Flacco, didn't he already pass, like, all our QBs in the QB, the yards?
In that game, he did, yeah.
That's how bad our QBs.
But not touchdowns, though.
Oh, he's going to get that record. It doesn't
even matter. I think Testaverde still has it.
He's going to get that record.
Maybe Testaverde doesn't have it. Because I think he might be tied with Bowler. Well, anyway. What was I about to get to? Oh, there was another thing he was talking about with the running backs. He said that, like, the fact that with Harrison, I know how much you love Harrison. He said that they said there was one of his tackles was clean, the other one was dirty. The two that they diagnosed. Really? They said that the one was dirty, that it wasn't acceptable, was the one on Muhammad Massaquoi. I got that name right, because it's black.
You did. Because it's black?
Yes. But the one on Josh Cribbs, he said because he was a runner at that time, that's bullshit. So you can still lead with the helmet. Because, you know, you have what Channing Crowder said, right, for linebacker from the Dolphins.
No, what did he say?
He said, I got a helmet, I'm going to use it. If I can knock somebody out, I'm going to knock them out. I was like, you know you can find.
James Harrison is so stupid, yeah.
Because the shit he said, he was just like, I ain't trying to hurt nobody. I mean, I'm trying to injure nobody. I'm trying to hurt people.
But the shit, like, he was like, yeah, I'm trying to hurt people. I'm not trying to injure. Then
like,
he was
that's
like,
that nigga logic right there.
Like, yeah. It's a difference between hurt and injury. Like, I like when I knock somebody out.
And, you know, they out for a few plays. Yeah,
they out and they sleep. Like, he just sleep right now. He ain't knocked out. Like, what?
You know what? I think he took his nickname to another level. Because you know what his nickname is. He has two of them.
Oh, God.
The Silverback. That nigga is a gorilla looking motherfucker. Really? And Debo.
You got a head like Debo.
And now you go with the knockout, and like to see him sleep. Because isn't that what Debo told Craig in the first Friday? Go to sleep, nigga. Go to sleep.
Yeah, he did.
Okay. So, somebody need to hit James Harris on here with a fucking brick.
He's a dick. I'm sorry.
And he was once a Raven.
Why are people who leave the Ravens start talking shit like extra? Like Bart Scott? Like you talk shit.
Bart Scott was talking shit too about the hits. I was like, it's only linebackers. You ever notice that? It's only been linebackers.
See, like, the only person I respect about talking about, like, hits and shit is Ray Lewis, yo. Like, that's the only person. Not even.
Just play football.
Yeah, he's like, I don't even.
He's not speaking like a minister. You know he be praying. He's like, y'all ain't here for your Bible studies.
He's like the daddy of all linebackers.
You know,
right
you know about the build a bowl now, like, across the street.
Yeah,
right?
I saw that.
Yeah.
What is it going to be called?
Ray Lewis Tackle 52.
I hope that's not what it's called.
Bust a nigga's hole. Like, what? Let's get into your questions now.
Oh, man.
BustANiggaHole.com.
Okay.
That'd be bad if that was a website, by the way.
This would be the gayest website. BustANiggaHole.com. Really?
I want to say that was a gangster shit I heard. He's like, bust a nigga's hole. I was like, what?
No, that's not.
No, thank you.
That's not gangster at all.
But I think he's like, punch that nigga in his mouth. It's like, say punch a nigga in his hole. He busts his hole. It's like, he got a couple holes and neither one of them I'm trying to bust. Let's get into this one. Well, Tron. You're going to be playing the role of Tron now.
Tron.
As you try to put on a necklace. You're a young man. You're a viral, niggery young man.
Okay.
But you don't engage in simple nigger shit.
True.
I want to ask you a few questions. Five. Technically six. One's a two-parter. Just typical nigger shit. What's your stance on drug use, promiscuity, and tattoos?
As you consult
your beard.
Consult the beard. Stroke the beard real quick.
Torn. Your beard leaves. Like, I don't want to be a part of this conversation.
I don't have a problem with marijuana. I don't smoke it myself. But it's not going to kill nobody. Promiscuity.
Allegedly, it killed Bruce Lee. Allegedly.
That shit ain't killing me.
Apparently, he had an allergic reaction to it.
Okay, if you're allergic, okay.
No, but he didn't know. He was like, let me try this. Oh, no!
That's fucked.
Bruce Lee is my favorite guy. I'm just...
But promiscuity, I'm not out there like that. I would never be.
You're not a promiscuous girl?
The shit is too... What? It's too hot out here for that, man. Like, come on.
Especially in Baltimore and D.C.
It's too much going around. Like, yeah. I know too many dudes have been hit by something, period.
The STD bus. You got the MTA and got the STD.
You know, the 18-wheeler.
Damn. Did they get help?
They got help.
Damn. They got AIDS? Because it was help. It would eat
shit.
It. How do you feel about tattoos?
I wouldn't get one. I'm not even that, like, my body's a temple type person. I don't know. If I got a tattoo, it had to be something I draw. I like something I have.
Oh, okay. Then I could respect that. Something that has some meaning, not like simple nigga shit. Like,
exactly.
Like thug life. Like you
two hands praying and shit. Like, how many times have I seen that? With my mother's name on my neck.
You know the worst thing about it is when he had like somebody that got that silly putty on. They got like the two hands praying. It looks like a fucking. It looks like bear claws or something.
I saw somebody with a tattoo on their face that said "fuck the world." You know they ain't one.
I saw somebody with a tattoo on their face that said "I am music." Oh no, that was the wrong way.
That was a good one.
Would you get a $5 tattoo in your throat?
Hell no.
You do kind of like Deshaun Stevenson. You got the beard and everything.
First, I look like Deshaun Stevenson. Then he said Tyreek Evans.
You know what? Tyreek Evans is a good pull. You got to give me that one. That's a very good pull.
Okay, maybe I might give you Tyreek Evans.
Jason Thompson looks like Lil Scrappy. You know what I'm talking about, right? Number 34, power forward, look just like Lil Scrappy. Same oversized teeth and everything. Got them horse chiclets. Wow. Got them horse chiclet teeth.
Horse chiclets.
You ever look at a horse's eye? You know what it looks like? Swollen vagina.
Wow.
Think about it. Think about when it opens.
Bestiality, people. Bestiality.
Speaking of bestiality, there was this clip I posted of someone that had like a panda makeup.
Panda lips?
Yeah. No, it's like, I'm not into bestiality, but I would get a blowjob. I fucked that panda.
So bad.
Okay, what's in your bucket list? And since you're a young guy, you're around the same age as that story in Michigan, you might want to create one. It's like, Torn, I want you to jump in front of this car.
Let me see my bucket list. All right.
Two things.
Go to Japan. Yes, that's where I said it.
You're going to kick it with Mr. Dakota?
Yes, I want to kick
it. Mr. Dakota, let's go hoeing. Let's go hoeing, son. No, Tron, son. Gotta go hiking with my wife.
Hiking with my wife. What else?
Where's a 20-year-old to like black meat? I put an afro and a watermelon in my hand. I got a black pick comb.
I don't know what's the other one. I know I definitely want to go to Amsterdam. I don't know why people want to go there. I don't even smoke
You just,
meat.
Yeah, exactly. You're not into prostitution.
It's something about Europe. I just want to go to Europe.
You're going to end up in a hostel.
Oh, no. That's all right.
I would go to Europe.
Just want to go to Europe. Japan
is number one for me, though.
One stop. But fucking Europe is something else.
Don't eat none of those mayonnaise fucking milkshakes they have in Japan.
They have mayonnaise milk?
Yeah, they have a big fixation on mayonnaise.
And eggs. They put egg on everything.
If you're Samuel L. Jackson in the spirit, I don't want no egg on me. It's like, this is a terrible movie.
That movie was terrible.
Let's move on.
Sucky movie.
What's a typical day in the life of old TDM, old Trod, old Danger Dominique?
Danger Dummy.
I don't know.
That's my Indiana Jones name.
Yeah.
Danger Dummy.
Terrible Tron.
Yeah, typical day.
You got you all of your names are first names, by the way.
Damn. Nah, not my last name.
Take off the ass. What's the root word?
Okay. Fuck you, Rob. But yeah.
My Indian teacher used to call me Roberts as my first name, so.
And he didn't even mean to call you that.
It was a chick, too.
Did she? She didn't mean to call
she
you
kept that. Doing. I was like, my name's Robert. She's like, yeah, Robert. So I was like, all right. As long as you give me my A.
Wake up, brush teeth, basic shit, you know, take a shower, go to school.
Watch some old Ocon film.
Yeah, okay. Do that.
Chill with my Asian friends.
Chill with my Asian friends.
Eat some beef tongue.
UFC, beef tongue.
Ox penis. Like, what? What way?
You brought a beef tongue.
Beef tongue is terrible.
That shit smells like it smells like a tongue to me. Like, like it is a tongue, but you know how you cook something?
Yeah.
But it smells just like that. It smells like it has spit on it or something. Like, oh, that's God. How it smells to me. Like before the seasoning, when you have to boil the tongue, you have to boil it first. It smelled like that shit smelled like spit. Like somebody's mouth.
Yeah, but this shows you how much of a kid I am. I used to spit on a iron as it was heating up.
Why?
Just to see what it smelled like.
Really?
Yeah. I can imagine that's what that beef tongue would smell like as you're steaming it.
Keep doing it, you're going to be like Black Sox.
You know what I used to? What else I used to do to it?
Oh, God.
It was a different type of spit from a different mouth. So that's the day and you're like pretty boring. School,
yeah, it's
Asian stuff,
boring, man.
Scrubbing your ass, getting the smegma off yourself.
Yeah, wherever that came from.
Well, I mean, dude, you can get up, you got to clean the cheese off your dick.
Yeah, everybody.
Every guy's got cheese. Right. The cheesy world out there.
Why would him? That shit is disgusting.
Big cheese? Yeah.
Really?
Put on the toe jam cracker like what was the dude's name? Andre Collier? He was in House Party 3 and she was Showboat.
Oh shit, yeah.
When he's like, it's just a toe jam cracker, I call it the Chronic. Oh,
House Party with the shit, man.
That big cheese would be called a train wreck. Anyway. Let me get two of these from you. What are your life goals?
My life goal. One of my goals.
I went from dick
is,
cheese to goals.
Yeah,
that's
did.
A segue of all
some,
segues.
Some successful shit. I just want to graduate from college, 4 year. I want my degree, computer science, something. And I want to, not even become rich. I just want to be comfortable. Not even have to worry about the next bill, shit like that. Because I'm not an extravagant type nigga.
I mean, it's not like you're telling me to get on a rat, bro. I'm not extravagant type nigga.
Like, I don't need everything. I don't need a whole bunch of new shit.
See, I'm an extravagant kind of guy. Like, you know when some people say they have, you know, golden showers and sex? My golden shower is when a bunch of gold coins fall in my shower.
This motherfucker wanted to be like Super Mario and shit.
Yeah, I told you I wanted to dip my dick in gold.
And get what? Baseball stitches?
Yes, baseball stitches on the balls. It's like, you have a puppet's penis. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
But yeah, basically be comfortable, man. I don't need brand new shoes. I mean, I'm simple. My shit is Chuck Taylors and white t-shirts. And
yeah, you do. You have a different cardigan on every week, every day this week.
It's my grown-up self.
My cardigan budget is ridiculous right now. I'm hemorrhaging money right now.
Hey.
Yeah, I got 3 jackets at my desk. I got a leather, I got a bomber vest, and I got a cardigan.
Yes. You're trying to be like me, Rob.
Yes, I am. I'm trying to grow out to be like Tony. That means I had to grow down and then grow out. I could turn into a goat somehow.
Yeah, you and your non-beard, your anti-beard over here.
I domino mask.
Fuck you.
Alright, this is the two-parter right here. What would you consider a good time with a dude? Like, hear me out. With one of your boys. Like, you just kick in with your boys. And what would you consider a good time with a date?
A good time with my boys is,
watching the UFC fight and some meat tongue.
Just, not even, like, over testosterone UFC watching, but, like, just chilling out.
But eating the beef tongue, basically, even extra, like, they just biting off a beef tongue, like, whoa.
Just chilling. Like, I'm not even a party or club type dude.
God. Dude, I can imagine that shit be rare. You pass it like, here you go, saw, hold that shit.
Just chilling, man. Just no trouble. You know, if somebody gets in the fight, so be it.
Yo, well, no Mexican dude walking up to you saying, huerta.
That shit is annoying. No Mexican dude walking up to me saying, death, please, in his own language.
No death, sir.
Because you might get stomped out.
Like, yo, Ralvin, where's that beef tongue, nigga?
Because I'm not so calm. My brother, on the other hand.
Your brother's crazy.
Like, he's like, what that nigga say?
He said, I'm gonna eat that nigga's heart. And then put in a rap song.
Put in a rap song. Because he's serious about rap.
I'll take rap serious, Tor. Okay, what about a date? I think we kind of referenced this a bit in the line. That two-part episode, The Line. The Line, The Line, The Burr Print. It's brilliant.
For a date. Everybody says, you know, movie, typical shit.
Mm-hmm. But taking a long walk on the beach.
Yeah, as long as I'm chilling with her. I'm cool. Just talking to her, getting to know her, it's fine.
As long as you're in that person's company.
Yeah, exactly. As long as I don't fucking bore her. Like, when you bore somebody. You're
boring the shit out of me with this young nigga shit on me.
Fuck you, granddaddy.
Granddaddy Lee.
But yeah, just chilling. Having fun, man. Simple.
That's what it is, man. So you're just a calm dude. You don't really.
I don't.
You're not really into the things, but you're not against it, per se. A lot of the typical nigga shit. Like, I'm into the drug use. I'm not so much into the promiscuity. Like, I like to keep my balls to myself.
It's like when people fucking start fights with harmless motherfuckers, like, for no reason.
Elaborate.
You know how you see, like, somebody like, oh, man, that motherfucker's a goth. Like, he's goth to get all black, dressed down, and then somebody just fuck with him for no reason.
That just to fuck with him. And then he pulls out, like, his sickle.
Yeah, that shit.
Because they're all death.
Yeah, exactly.
And he worked as you and shit. Like,
just don't fuck with people. I don't fuck with people. I mean, I can make jokes.
We say and joke each other all the time. Exactly. If I took any of that shit seriously, you would be fearing your life right now like this. There's a big-ass monster nigga next to me. I'm like, yo, it's a shadow here. I can't
take
go
out
outside.
His knees. Take out his knees.
Shit, many knee problems I had, I'd be a welcome. Like, I'm going to grab you by your I'm going to throat rip you, MacGruber style and shit.
I still got to see him.
Yeah, watch. It was all right. It wasn't great. So, guess the moral of the story. Don't do Dougie.
Don't do Dougie.
Don't dance with Celtics, and don't let people play with your titties. We need not watch elder porn.
No, watch elder porn. Because that dude is awesome.
Watch him from another pussy's window.
He's a role model for me right now.
Watch him on Saturdays.
Saturdays?
Yeah, Saturday.
Not Saturday.
Saturdays. That's a gentleman's day. And anything to plug real quick?
No. Well, Lee Scholar, again.
Lee Scholar Dollars. Takes rap serious.
Takes rap serious.
That should be the name of the album, I'm telling you, yo. That should be a t-shirt just like this.
My Facebook, Torn Matthews, Torn Dominique Matthews, type that in. Add me.
Danger Dominique.
Add me. Because nobody did add me. But add me.
Whatever. Rob Lee.
Rob Lee.
Mastermind team. Go fuck yourselves. Yeah. Path to Beef Tongue and Walkins Out.
Scars, you built that roof just to hide those stars. Now you can't take it back.